This is a 106.9 Free FM Sex with Emily podcast. Sex with Emily is live Saturday nights 11 to 2 on 106.9 Free FM.
Back to Sex with Emily. Oh, God, these ladies here, women here, Celeste and Danielle, sex and intimacy coaches. I wish you could hear everything we're talking about at the break here. I do. I think men and women, we all need to take some kind of course here. Maybe their course. We all need a little coaching sexually. Okay? This is what we're talking about. And okay, we're going to answer your G-spot questions. I've been teasing it for 40 minutes. I'm sorry, because now we have all these calls. We're going to tell you how to find the G-spot. We're going to send you on that route. But first, we're going to talk to Heather. Hi, Heather.
Hello.
Hello, Heather. Thanks for holding. Thanks for calling.
Hello. I was just wondering, do you have a website?
Do I?
For the classes?
Yeah. It's CelesteandDanielle.com. And
okay.
You can also go to sexwithemily.com. That might be.
Oh, okay.
And if you
great.
Go to our homepage right now, you have a link to their website.
Oh, okay, wonderful. And how much are classes?
The women's classes, well, the men's class is $245, and the women's class was $195.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great. Wonderful. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Heather.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to talk to Mark. Hi, Mark. Thanks for calling.
Hi.
Sex with Emily. Hi.
How are you, honey?
Oh, good. How are you?
Here. I'm here with Gary.
Hi, Mark. It's my friend Mark.
Hi.
Hi, Gary. What? Hi, Gary. Hi, Mark. Do you guys know where to find the G-spot?
Well, I was going to ask if you had any tips.
They have tips for you how to find the G-spot. This is my good friend Mark. Mark
Not
Pink
that
has...
I need a lot of help, but I just thought some of your other listeners might.
Okay.
We can always improve our game.
True. True. How can they find the G-spot? Are there any tips, Celeste and Danielle?
Sure. So every woman has a G-spot. And it's like, it's a very controversial stuff, but it's true. Every woman has a G-spot. For some women, it's not awakened yet. So it's not so, you can't really feel it so much in the vagina, but it's definitely there, and it takes some time to awaken it and massage it. So if you take two fingers and press just a little bit up onto the anterior wall of the vagina, you'll feel a bumpy area. So this is the G-spot, and if you begin massaging it for a while, it swells up.
Turn on your radio, dude. We're telling you good information here. Mark?
Yeah. Wait. And doesn't it kind of grow a little bit?
Yes.
Like, it gets kind of bigger when it gets excited?
Yes. Yeah, so it seems
I've
like you found
one
it.
Of these before.
You found one before. It sounds like it. Good for you.
Yeah. But there's another good tip, and this is like, if you go a little bit after this bumpiness, this is the real pleasure area. So you press there and you make this movement of come over here with your fingers, and you press slowly but gently. The more she's excited, the harder you press. And this is really the pleasure area, pleasure zone. So it just after the bumpiness.
Mm-hmm. Just after the bumpiness, you got that? Did you write this down?
No, I don't. I didn't totally follow that.
Okay, well, keep listening, Mark, okay? Thanks for calling. Pay attention. Okay. Yeah, we're going to have to Norm. Hey, Norm in Santa Cruz, thanks for calling.
Sure.
Hey, so, you took the level one course.
I did.
Okay, got to hear it, Norm.
Well, I totally and highly recommend it. And it's not just about technique. It's really about being present with your partner and knowing how to communicate and being open to clues and signals that aren't necessarily verbal from your partner, because things change constantly. And, you know.
What kind of clues? Give me an example. Give me an example of a clue that you noticed from your partner. Like breath quickening, like, can you tell me some clues that you might not have noticed?
I mean, there's also this yes phenomenon that, you know, it doesn't have to be verbal, but you can sense excitement and quantum leaps in arousal and if you're aware of that, then you know if that seems to work, then keep doing that.
Okay.
Until something else changes.
Got it. Right, because don't... Okay, so maybe before this, you took this course from Celeste and Danielle, you might have just kept mixing it up. Like, oh, she moaned, so now I'm going to go left. And you're like, why are you going... Like,
right,
women
right.
think, why? Where are you going?
Yeah,
that's why we say, don't
exactly.
stop, don't stop, don't stop.
unless she says, a little to the left.
Right, right. It's true, though. There. Okay, Norm, this is good. Are you going to take level two?
I am, indeed. Yeah.
Okay.
It's coming up. Yeah,
cool. Okay. Thanks, Norm. Thanks for calling.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. That is interesting that we always think we got to keep mixed. So it's like watching those very simple cues that women do. Like,
I actually
for example.
Think that really being a good lover is an art. And it's really about being very attentive to what women are, what kind of messages women give to you with their bodies and with their breath and with their moans and everything together. Like if she pushes up towards you, she wants more of this. If she pushes away, not a good way to do. And like moans and breath are very, and like arching the back and things like this are very, very helpful to understand what she wants.
And it seems intuitive though, but men sometimes maybe don't notice because there's other things going on or... Do you know what I mean? Some of it.
Yeah, well, men can be very focused on the goal and not paying attention to the whole picture, you know? So you have to get the bigger picture there and pay attention to everything that's going on. But I want to say a little bit more about the G-spot.
Please.
Can I say more about the
G-spot? Please do.
Okay, because Danielle touched on it a little bit, but I think that, you know, one thing that women are not told about their G-spots is that they do have to be awakened. Like, I didn't even know, I thought, oh, I had the myth of the G-spot. I didn't even know that I had one. But I like to say Danielle sells women their G-spots like a used car salesman. she is like a G-spot
activist.
She's a G-spot activist. And she showed me where mine was and, you know, awakened it and taught me how to ejaculate. And,
really?
Yes. Yes, and it was amazing.
Was she there? Like, she taught you how?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
You guys are good friends, huh?
Well, she, you know, we teach each other things as well as we're working
Can
together.
Can I be your best friend too? Can I?
Someone else?
Yes. Wow, she taught you. So your whole life you thought...
Yeah, I thought I didn't have a G-spot at all.
Wow.
And, you know, the more that you work with it, the more it gets awakened and the more, you know, the easier it is to get arousal from that place and to ejaculate and those kinds of things. So
during intercourse too, you can...
I haven't during intercourse. The G-spot actually sort of mix it up with intercourse, but I think the best... bet is your hand the way that Danielle was saying. You know, you put it in a little bit past the knuckle,
right.
And then the come hither motion.
I have the book. Yeah. But it doesn't, and also you have to tell women that it doesn't happen right away. Like you might have to.
Yeah, you have
she
to.
She didn't
work
just sit down with you 15 minutes later and then you were out.
Doesn't, but
can most women learn to ejaculate as
yes.
well?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's so close. They can.
And we can't say that. Sorry. It's my fault. We can't say that. Okay. So can you also. Tell me about, you also teach, we were talking about G-spots, what about masturbation? You teach, people masturbate maybe the same way over and over again, and then you also teach masturbation courses, or that's part of your course?
We do individual coaching around masturbation. And so, like you said, you know, people learn about sex through masturbation. So a lot of times masturbation is quick and dirty. You just get it over with. You fantasize. You're not really in your body. And when you start to expand your masturbation practice, you can find whole new levels of pleasure in your body. And you work with the breath and you work with different kinds of touch. And it's amazing. I mean, it's, you know, it's almost like a meditation. You can get to these whole different levels of ecstasy that you never knew you were capable of.
Just through on your own.
Yeah, just on your own. And then once you are able to do that, you can share that with a partner and you can teach them and do it with them as well. So...
And these are the you teach that in your courses, your individual courses for men and courses for women.
No,
the masturbation.
When we work individually with
people. Oh, because you do one-on-one. You don't just do the courses. Okay.
We do couples coaching and then we do the classes.
I know. I actually read that anxious masturbation is what you call it. The anxious masturbation or some anxiety.
No.
That's what most of us learn. No, I took this from your website.
Paragraph. So I was talking about in conscious masturbation. So a lot of people are anxious when they first learn to masturbate.
Right.
They're afraid somebody's going to catch them. And so they do it really quickly. And then that becomes a pattern for sex. And I think this is one of the reasons that so many men in our culture have early ejaculation problems and they want to learn to control it. And one of the ways that you can do that is by using the breath and expanding your masturbation practice. practice. And so that's one of the ways that
and
we
you see all those women.
Yeah. And I want to add a few words about women and masturbation because, again, women sometimes think that the minute they begin to have sex with a partner, they're not supposed to masturbate. But masturbation is really a great way to stay alive in your body and feel different sensations in your body and remember who you are and expanding on it. And I get to private coaching sessions, women who never orgasmed, so and I teach them to orgasm and become multi-orgasmic,
wow,
find your G-spot and stuff like this. So
teach women how to orgasm,
yeah,
and men how to not orgasm.
And sometimes, and sometimes women, like men, they hurried up masturbation. They used to hide under the, you know, like under the
right,
the blanket,
or the mom's coming
like,
in the room.
Yeah. So they used to do it on their bellies and do it fast. So it's really hard for them to incorporate a partner with and get orgasm the same way they used to do it. So what we do is like flip them on the back, open legs, and begin the whole
wow,
new way to learn to masturbate and become orgasmic in a different way.
And they come in your office like and they sit and you teach
yeah,
them. That's uh-huh, yeah, that's interesting.
Sex coaching.
And I think women can be very divorced from their desire in this culture. We're not supposed to desire things. And I think bringing yourself back to your desire isn't just about desire for sex. It's about desire for everything in your life. And being in touch with your desire for sex can help you in your creativity, in your profession. It's
absolutely,
like once you have that glow, you know, I call it erotic embodiment or sexual magnetism, but you walk around with that glow in the world and people are attracted to you and you get what you want more often. If you're a woman or a man, you know, you're in your desire and when you know what you want, you go out and get it. So I think it's a basis.
That's why we're all working in this sex industry, sex, what did you call us earlier? Call yourself the earlier sexual adventure
activist.
Sexual activist. It's yeah, true. That's what pleasure I always say.
Activist. Pleasure activist.
People are like, why sex? Why sex? Are you sure you're going to want to talk about sex all the time? I'm like, yeah, because there's really like everything. Most things can be traced back towards sex, sexual uncomfort, sexual inability, sexual problems. And I think that you're
which reminds
them
me, I love your motto.
Oh,
mine is world peace through better sex. And yours is changing the world one orgasm at a time,
yeah,
right? So that's
yeah,
nice.
I'm so glad we're here together, saving the world here. Yeah. Everyone's having more orgasms and lots of sex tonight because it's a full moon and it's sexy. Okay, we only have a few more minutes here with Celeste and Danielle. So we're talking to Celeste and Danielle. You guys are here for a few more minutes.
Yes.
They're famous sex and intimacy coaches. You can go to our website, Sex with Emily, and they have courses for individuals and couples. Hands-on courses for men and women. So you really know. They're not just going to tell you to go home and read a book, but they're going to, like, show you that you need to not move. When we say, oh, feels good in our back arches and don't stop, that means don't stop. But she's actually going to have models here to tell you that.
Can I say something
yes,
else?
Yes, yes, yes.
When we work with couples, we actually teach them to communicate their needs and desires. So sometimes women are not so verbal like the models in our class. So when couples come and meet us together, so we help the woman ask for what she wants, understand what she wants, and then ask for it, and the man to listen to what she wants and follow it. So it's really, really personalized coaching for
I think a lot of, you know, I have a lot of friends who are married or in couples, and they're in couples therapy, traditional therapy. And sometimes I wonder if a lot of that should be also, there should be some sexual component to it, because I think a lot of the issues in, you know, traditional couples therapy, a lot of it goes back to sex. I think that they just aren't having good sex or they're kind of stuck.
Absolutely. And sometimes therapists don't have a lot of training around sexuality, which is why it's nice to kind of come do some coaching as an addition to your therapy, because it can really focus on that particular issue.
And what about, okay, this is a question I wanted to ask you. What do you think about monogamy? Do you think we're meant to be monogamous?
Well, it's kind of a political question.
I know. It's out of left field. I'm curious, though, because you guys are experts.
I think some people are more monogamous and some people are more non-monogamous or polyamorous. I do feel like there are some people who are just, like, when they find somebody, they want to just be with that person and they get very connected and they don't really want to go outside of the relationship. And with other people, that's not true. And I think the problem with our culture is that we pick one of those as the right way and one of those as the wrong way, instead of allowing people to sort of naturally understand themselves in terms of whether they are more interested in being monogamous or non-monogamous. So there's not a lot of support for people in this culture who want to experience multiple partners. And and it makes it much more difficult to negotiate that with partners.
Yeah, and also some people want to, in different times of their lives, to experience different experiences. So with one relationship, they prefer to be monogamous, but with another relationship, they prefer, you know, if there's more freedom and openness and possibility to talk about their needs, they sometimes experiment with being non-monogamous and they find different stuff about what they like and not.
Okay. I guess we got to go. I'm so glad you guys came. Celeste and Danielle, can we, there's men listening. They could still sign up for your course if they want to.
Yes, they
tonight.
Can.
They can show up tomorrow. Okay.
Probably they can give us a call first.
Okay, call first. Call first. Call up. There are numbers on the site. Thank you so much for coming. You'll come on again. I want you guys here for like 6 hours.
Oh, we would love to
come again.
I'm so glad.
Thank you, Emily.
Okay, we'll be right back. It's Sex with Emily on Free FM. When we come back, we're going to be talking about threesomes. We have a woman who wrote a book about threesomes. Okay, what else is there to say? So hold on, we'll be back. 888-500-1069. It's Sex with Emily. The whole 3 hours.
Save the technical mumbo jumbo. I just want to know if it'll work.
Let's find out.
Can you hammer a 6-inch spike through a board?
Not right now.
A girl's got to have her standards.
Check out my show, Sex with Emily, every Saturday night from 11 to 2 on 106.9 3 FM.